yourself that makes you feel upset is not fit for you. Take off the covers and look at what you are afraid of. Take off the covers and look at what you are afraid of. Okay, so I'm under the cover, going crazy in my imagination about what's walking around in my bedroom. I'm so scared to look out from under the cover. But finally, I have to throw the cover off. I have to look at what I'm afraid of. You're going to have to look at what you're afraid of. You're going to have to look at the lie. Course says that you recognize the truth by learning what the truth isn't. So you learn what love is by learning what love isn't. And then it goes like this. Love is not fear. Love is not jealousy. Love is not attack. Love is not sickness. Love is not insecurity. Love is not domination and control and guilt tripping. Love is not lack. Love is not death. Love is not. See what I'm saying? I don't know what love is, but I know it's not the way you treat me. I'll make that decision about it. Even though I want to thank you for treating me the way I believe I deserve to be. Thank you very much. Even if it's crap. Yeah. Even if it's something wonderful, it's what I think I deserve. So thank you, because you're showing me I can positively have what I believe I deserve. We all now know that. Okay, so the Christ is nothing but the one who's sitting in the class today. You are the Christ. Because you wondered where Christ is located. Haven't you been crucified?
Mm-hmm. And resurrected.
And have you been resurrected? Even if it was with Viagra?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes. The Christ is nothing but the part of you that's 100% human and 100% divine. If your ego is the part of you that doesn't like you and trying to present you with a lot of drama and conflict and pain, then that part of the mind knows what it wants to do. It wants to get you. There's a part of the mind that just don't like you. Just wants to give you a hard time. Are you familiar with that part of your mind? Okay, and it knows its purpose. Notice that even if you're told something loving, it'll tell you something that's not loving to make sure you stay on point. Okay? So there is a part of the mind that is dedicated to giving you hell. We all know it.
Yeah.
There's another part we read about called the spiritual part, the love part. What is it dedicated to?
Giving you peace.
Giving you peace and love and joy and abundance and fun and cool stuff. Never changes his mind about that. There's a part of you that knows that's all you deserve is the very best, and it doesn't ever waver on that. For a second, it doesn't think that you deserve anything other than what your heart desires. So, who is the part that don't know, that comes to the class, that's trying to read books, that's trying to meditate, that's trying to become enlightened? If your spiritual self already is, and your ego never wants you to be, then who is it that's sitting here listening to me? Because it's not your ego.
I don't understand.
That's the Christ. Mm. I teach the Christ. Mm. I don't teach ego. Ego don't come to my class. Or if it does, it's a total distraction to the person who comes. And it spends the whole hour distracting them away from everything I'm saying. So the Christ is, the Course defines as the real self. So it's not talking about the traditional meaning that we're used to, even though it does mean we are the one creation of the one creator. But you are the totally human, totally divine. And what you're learning how to do is to merge those two together so that you can come into your power. Because you have to believe that there's an aspect of God that can relate to your 100% human identity. right?
Right.
And there's an aspect of God that is 100% certain of your identity. And what we're coming, what we're doing is we're the part of the mind that's trying to join those two parts together. Because that's when your power shows up. When your heart and your mind are united, but your heart leads. Because your heart can accomplish things your mind can't even conceive of. Even though the mind can do a lot of stuff, but it's pale in comparison to what your heart can do for you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So we're being taught new perceptions for our mind so we can get in touch with our mind's power because our mind determines how we perceive and experience things. Mm-hmm. So it's important to get in touch with the right mind. But it's also important to get in touch with love because love is the part of you that's still in touch with the reality that you really came from. Mm-hmm. Your heart knows, but your mind has been used to talk you out of what your heart knows.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So everything we're talking about is how to get the Christ, the part of you that's totally human. I like that. Part of me that's totally human and totally divine. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. So this is the trip, y'all. He says, take off the covers and look at what you are afraid of. Only the anticipation will frighten you. So I'm under the cover. There's something moving around. What's really scaring me? Not what's outside, because I haven't seen that yet. I don't really know what it is. What I'm really afraid of is what I'm going to see when I open my eyes.
True.
So we are afraid of what we're going to see when we wake up.
Totally.
We are afraid of what we might see on the other side of our fear.
Totally.
It's the anticipation right here. He says the anticipation frightens you, but let me tell you something. The reality of what is nothing can't be frightening. Because what I'm really afraid of is that my sister was walking around in the room trying to find her shoes. So when I realize that it's nothing, I can't be frightened. When I realize I am safe, I let go of my fear. So it's not really about trying to spend all my time so much getting rid of my fears as it is me spending my time making myself aware that I am safe.
Mm. Wow.
With me?
Yeah.
Let us not delay this. Let us, I like that, how it talks like we're going to do something. Let us not. It didn't say, you know, don't let me. Don't let us. It said, let us not delay this, right? Because your dream of hatred will not leave you without help. You're not going to get rid of your fearful situation without help. You won't get rid of this problem without help. You won't get rid of your problem without help. You won't get rid of that problem without help. And help is here. Woo! The miracle says an intelligent being would be happy about an idea that was really cool even if they didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's hard for us to be happy about something that we don't know how to make happen. So when someone tells us something that we can't do alone, it doesn't thrill us. Because the ego mind is always looking for autonomy, what it can do by itself and cut all you jokers out. Yeah, you know, that's what my separated mind is listening for. What is it that I can do by myself? Tell me what I need to do. And then the book just said, well, what you need to do is to realize when you accept the truth, your problem is going to be gone. When you stop hiding your problems and your fears from yourself, you're going to be helped. You need to tell yourself you don't understand what's going on so that you can be helped. You should stop refusing to open your eyes and face the truth about yourself. Stop saving all your negative nightmares and feelings because they're not fit for you. Take the covers off and look at what you are afraid of, because you'll see that you're not afraid of anything but what's not happening. There's not a thing you can tell me that you're afraid of that's happening right now. Really?
Yeah.